There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, put your mittens on your kittens, and away we go. The Friday edition of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. We'll get to hang out for the next couple hours and love to hear from you on the text line and the phone line, both the same digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. It is that time of year. It's SCOTUS Palooza, SCOTAROO. Six Flags Over SCOTUS. It's that end of June, the Friday decision dump from the Supreme Court of these United States. It gives a lot to talk about this hour. I think it's interesting, too, that it falls when this all happens, just a week out from Independence Day, right? So a lot to get into. And when I thought we're going to talk about these SCOTUS decisions today, the person I know that's most in this realm, pays the most attention to this, is the most invested in this, and is pretty darn excited about talking with us about this. She said she was available. So without further ado, the favorite guest host around FM Talk 106.5, Reader Work at 1819 News, and we'll get an update on the chipmunk battles. Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd goes wild for April Marie Fogle. Hey, April Marie.
Good afternoon. So great to be here. It is SCOTUS Day, baby.
It is.
And with some surprises.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's, you know, it depends on, I mean, the facts are the facts. But if you read headlines, of course, as always, you go to different websites and it's, yeah, I think Drudge right now, what did he put? Let's see. The righty Supremes.
Louisiana?
Yeah. He's, yeah. What, the righty Supremes, the immigrants, the gays and the porn. Is what he says, when he put it as their overall. Yeah, let's actually talk about what was not decided today before we get into those. I mentioned that, you know, at the end of Jeff's show, talking about that. I was disappointed that they punted on that redistricting case out of Louisiana. That was a big deal for Alabama.
That was a big deal, and I think that that obviously has implications for other states who are waiting around for that decision. It was leaning, and I will say, I watched some accounts that just specifically they listened to the arguments and they watched them and they kind of parse out the questions, and there was some speculation that it wasn't gonna go the way conservatives wanted it to go, and so this might be a good answer.
Well, but
having to wait.
But what would, I mean, if they look at it again next year, what changes? You know, that's my, I mean, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off if they're gonna make a. Yeah, you know, I don't know what changes if they get. What new information could they have next year?
You know, and that's an interesting question because I don't know. Maybe they just didn't, like, literally just didn't get to it. I mean, maybe they literally, because I was really surprised by that. It's going to be re-argued next year.
Right. So, I mean.
So that's like a hung jury.
Yeah.
But on SCOTUS.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm no student. I mean, no professor of the Supreme Court. But that does seem odd, right? Sometimes we'll say it doesn't have standing, or there's other ways they can punt. But this one's saying, "Well, we're going to come back and do it all again. Replay. We're going to replay the game."
Yeah, it's very odd. I think it means, and like I said, based on the questions, people were saying that there was going to be that second minority district, and so it doesn't happen. A lot. It says, let's see, re-arguments are only ordered for a small fraction, a very not common practice. So it's not something that they do lightly.
Okay, so let's go to the ones they did decide today. number one on the list and one that gets the most attention today. Trump versus CASA incorporated the nationwide injunctions and birthright citizenship. The court ruled 6-3 that federal courts likely lack authority to issue universal or nationwide injunctions. This specifically blocking Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. Your takes on this?
So this is interesting because they didn't really talk about the birthright citizenship question that we all know needs to be answered. But they did talk about judges all over the country can't willy-nilly stop entire presidential orders. And we've talked about that on this program and on the station. You know, can you judge shop and then end up in a position where you're using one judge to overrule the president of the United States and his administration? And so this ruling says, no, you cannot do that, you yahoos.
Okay. With that being said, you did point out, and this has happened in I can think of a handful right now off the top of my head of decisions by the Supreme Court that they judge on maybe a clerical part of something without getting to the meat of the matter, right? And this, like you pointed out, it's not a decision at all on birthright citizenship. I mean, it's talking about what courts can do, but not whether the thing that they're talking about specifically in the case for President Trump is constitutional or not, right? So this was no decision on birthright citizenship. It's just, and so a judge can't say, hey, one judge, you can't find a sympathetic judge to shut things down. But what could you do? Did they come out? I didn't read any further in. Did they say it shrinks the reach of nationwide injunctions impacting how courts can halt executive actions broadly. So I guess you can't, I mean, can they get another judge? I don't know. I mean, I guess, or is that all done with having those injunctions put out and stopping executive orders?
Well, and so it says, and Trump has come out and gave a statement. Trump held a news conference after the ruling and said, I was elected in a historic mandate, but in recent months, we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president to stop the American people from getting policies that they voted for in record numbers. He said that they were trying to, a couple of lower court judges are trying to dictate the law for the entire nation. So the ruling was 6-3 that says they cannot issue injunctions that are for the whole country. There can be limited instances of injunctions. And that goes back to not ruling on the actual question of birthright citizenship, but saying that one court doesn't have the ability to set national policy.
Okay. You talk about it. We'll do the cherry on top of this, y'all. With the 6-3 decision, the dissent here from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and then a response here from Justice Amy Coney Barrett. This is, I think I've put this back out on Twitter. If not, I'll put it back up. It said, this is the opinion of the court. We will not dwell. This is the majority of the decision reacting to Justice Brown's dissent said, we will not dwell on Justice Jackson's argument, which is at odds with more than two centuries worth of precedent, not to mention the Constitution itself. We observe only this. Justice Jackson decries an imperial executive while embracing an imperial judiciary. Ooh.
Okay, so how many ways can we talked about this a little off air. This is basically a grown, educated, articulate, wonderful, smart woman saying to another woman, like, you are wrong. You are
this is the way
wrong.
Women. This is the way women cut each other down versus guys that just say, well, you stink, man. I don't like you.
Like, yeah, this is like how smart people insult other not so smart people. But she's like, we're not going to dwell on her on the fact that she's her opinion is contradicts more than two centuries worth of precedent. Oh, and not to mention the Constitution itself. That's the side note that I really like. Not to mention the Constitution itself. Just adding those words. You got to imagine the giggle in the room of everybody who was there when she wrote that and then submitted that.
Yeah, it's a couple things. Number one, it's I think it's a what we call around here is a bless your heart moment. Gotta bless your heart.
Yeah.
She did it. She did in April. April, she did a bless your heart. And then on top of that, you've got this question that comes out about, I don't know, in my mind, how icy is going to be. I mean, I guess they don't see each other for, I don't know how they do. They wrap for, is it schools out for summer and they throw their, you know, mortar boards in the air and they're gone? Or when's the next time Barrett's going to see Jackson, you know?
There have been justices who disagree on everything who have been good friends. And we've seen that over the years. You know, they go off and they're like, we, you know, we disagree on everything. It's kind of like that Katie Britt and, Fetterman relationship, right? There are justices who are social even though they disagree on things. I've just got the feeling that there will be no summer barbecuing between these two.
You don't think it's a the coyote and the sheepdog from the cartoon, or Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, which I kind of, I am a sucker for that. I know our politics have changed, but the people that disagree with each other that are still friends, I don't know. Something about that is warm and fuzzy to me. I don't know. I wish we'd get back to some of that where you could battle it out all day long, like the coyote and the sheepdog. Then they go into the bar and they're like, hey, Sam, hey, you know, have a beer.
Is Jackson, but see, Jackson, you got to keep in mind, and these two women, because there was a lot of pushback. I don't know if you remember when we were looking at Barrett getting on the Supreme Court, there was this widespread media hatred towards her. I actually had like a T-shirt from a bus tour I went to in support of her. I think I had a Facebook profile picture for her. That's how nerdy I am. and then Jackson got this, like, she can't even define a man or a woman, and they were like, but mm-hmm. you check all the boxes, and so you shall have a job. I can't imagine a world in which they can have even the most benign, non-political conversation, and she and Jackson's just, you know, not in over her head.
This is, believe me, yeah, Twitter talk on this is epic. We're coming right back. More with April Marie Fogle. Two more big decisions from SCOTUS today. We'll talk about those when we return.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:22 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Oh, by the way, just a healthcare tip too. I was telling the folks at work, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. Now, I feel it's like, if I find a hack, right? This right here, I got a hack. Here's your hack, healthcare hack. So I go back to the doctor. It's been like a month since, and I knew, like most of us that are maybe older, the doc is not happy with my weight. So last time I go in, I'm dressed like I normally do when it's like, you know, a pair of jeans and a button down shirt and pair of cowboy boots and just my regular stuff, my wallet and all that. So I weighed with that back in May. Show up today, left everything but the cards I needed and my phone. Everything else stayed in the truck. And was in a pair of shorts and these ridiculous Hey Dude shoes and a T-shirt and some AFCO shorts. Doc goes, well, looks like you've really dropped some weight here over the last month. So I was like, yeah, thank you. So if you want to use that, I know it's probably counterintuitive to trying to be healthier, but if you want to try to get you know, an attaboy or attagirl from your doc, just come in heavy. You're dressed heavily with a lot of stuff in your pocket, maybe even some snapper weights or some lead weights in your pocket. Then you come back, boom, they're like, man, you dropped the LBs. All right, with that, we bring our friend April Marie Fogle back into the mix. To hear about, just a hack. It's just a hack out there. People can use it.
What is happening over here?
I'm just giving people tips, medical tips.
What could go wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, the idea is, if the doctor's going to get on to me about weight, right, that I need to lose some weight, so you go in, your one appointment, you wear the heaviest shoes you got. For me, it's cowboy boots and all that, but, you know, heavy with, you know, wallet and keys, everything in your pocket and you weigh. Then you come back and you just have, like, your debit or credit card to pay, and your cell phone, and you put that on the counter, and now I'm in shorts and some real light shoes. And the doc's like, hey, you really dropped some LBs here in 4 months or 4 weeks. That was really good.
or Or you could, you know, go ahead and heed the doctor's advice and do whatever the healthy thing is that he's suggesting you do.
I know. We're going to get to that. We're working on it. But it helped. It really, I mean, there's some regular, health there that's a lot better. But there's just a little extra on the edge there. He's like, hey, really, you knocked it out. I'm like, yeah, sure did. Thanks, Doc. it's just that triathlon I'm training for. All right, if you're just joining us, April Marie Fogel from 1819 News, a favorite guest host here at FM Talk 106.5, and we're talking about SCOTUS Fest. Supreme Court decisions went through the national injunction ruling. Second here is Free Speech Coalition versus Paxton. This is the online porn and age verification. And with this, and I am, I knee jerk to being, I'm a civil libertarian, and I am, so wrapped up in the First Amendment, it's ridiculous. This one though, and Cameron Smith and I had a debate about it, and he kind of changed my mind back then. It's right. I mean, we're not banning it for adults. We're just making sure it's adults that get access to pornography. Although, I mean, I could argue the kids can get around it, but right, this is a First Amendment decision.
Here's the thing with me, and is that it is so the internet is so littered with content that is not kid, that is not, and it's so easy to misclick once or twice and get content that is supposed to be adult only. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would support, making things harder, but this day and age, when we kind of need it.
I mean, I could sit here and play the game. I could talk about the ways they can get around it. They can, but that doesn't mean a law trying to slow it down. Because we do the same thing for other adult. But we talk about this. If you want to be consistent about making sure kids stay out of things that are adult, we talk about all the time. This thing, is there. I mean, can kids still get smokes underage? Yeah, they can find somebody to buy them. Fake ID, but there is, but at least there's an impediment,
That's different than the ability. Than literally, you click a link and you see things that can scar you for life. I say that having I've had people send things to me. When I was on air, just being a radio host in Montgomery, people would hear me talking about things, and you just open it and you see it, and there's not. That's not right, and so I never thought I would be for verifying users' age, but some sort of something had to be done.
Yeah. So I just want to watch these decisions, make sure, because we're not limiting adult citizens' right to First Amendment rights here, but I think the argument's made that it doesn't.
One of my concerns was the collection of data and the information, mm-hmm. right? Like, just as I don't want anybody who exercises their lawful Second Amendment rights to be on a registry somewhere.
That's true.
I don't want people who exercise their First Amendment rights to be on a registry somewhere, right? So I don't want some, I don't want it to be where by exercising your rights, now we're sorting people into the content they use or see, and that being weaponized against them. And so that was my initial concern. My initial concern is, what are we going to do this for? Are we going to do this for if you go to buy ammo online, or if you go to buy accessories for firearms?
It's soft censorship, right? That's right. It's on the edge of soft censorship where, no, you still have the right to do it. We're just going to make sure that there's somebody taking a note that you did that. And whatever you want. Yeah, and it's a dangerous thing. But I mean, I can turn around.
So
this is
my concern.
Yeah, and idealistically,
like
you're right.
It looks like they're as long as there are clear barriers in place to keep it from. Hey guys, now the world finds out that that the thing Sean Sullivan is looking for at 3 a.m. This is it, based on the fact he had to provide his ID. If we can protect and guard against that, then I'm for, I can understand the balance of the kids.
Now, we'll pick this up when we come back, and the third decision that made the trifecta today. We continue our conversation with April Marie Fogel next, right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Thank you. Sean on the text line said, hey, you got that Costanza wallet? No, but I listen to go in for the initial weighing. Because it was, I mean, we're not talking about big weight here, but it was like a, you know, 10 pounds you wanted to see. And, you know, I found a hack. A lot of people call that cheating, but in today's world, you just call that a hack. That's a hack. Also, the discussions we're having here, three decisions coming down from the Supreme Court today on this Friday, and going through those with the student of them and a super fan of SCOTUS decisions, pays attention to this stuff all the time. It's our friend April Marie Fogle. And we talked about, April Marie, we talked about the second one here. This is the, and there's like, I could probably do 2 hours on this, and maybe we will sometime, because I think there's, you ask, you know, you put out great questions. Is you put that mechanism in to keep kids? I don't think you keep them, but you slow, you keep some from doing it, slow others down for accessing the porn until they're old enough. But at the same time, in doing that, have you harmed the First Amendment right of adults, you know, citizens? There, you know, you say, well, there's nothing but putting your ID down there. But yeah, what if that, you know, that information leaks out? I mean, you could say the tech companies already have that information, but if it's a bunch of people's IDs with pictures and stuff like that, that has a chilling effect on speech.
Oh, absolutely. There's something to be said for privacy, right? The non-invasion of your rights. And so you don't lose your right to privacy in order to exercise other rights. And so that's a big part of the Second Amendment. It's a big part of the First Amendment. And so when you're giving your ID, if you're required to give your ID and then that ID is somewhere else, then it's that scares me. But if it's a one, you know, use it once, then it's done. You know, but we have to have technology that keeps up with the challenges we're facing. And this is one of those things where it's going to have to do that.
Yeah, government's always going to be years, if not decades, behind where stuff is. I mean, we're, you know, we definitely, the fox has already been in the hen house every time government decides they're going to make a law on tech. But I mean, we, you know, a lot of places we're talking about First and Second Amendment rights. You and I both during the break were talking about it. I go to a lot of, you know, websites, 2A websites, gun websites, actually coming up later in the show. We'll talk about the Short Act and being pulled out of the Senate bill. But you got to click, you know, go to a gun site or, you know, a liquor site. You got to say you're 18. I mean, that's just clicking something. I didn't have to show ID. But there's some of that going on, which I don't get, because my son can walk in the gun shop with me, look at all the guns he wants. So I don't know why we have to say we're 18 to look at a website about guns. I don't know that part, but it's out there. But we also talked about parents making decisions here, given the tools that, you know, limit the children's access to something that we don't want them to have access to. Yes, I know, before y'all spend time texting, there's ways around it. Of course there are. But that's part of kind of the third decision coming out of SCOTUS here. Is a big part of the third is your right as a parent to decide for your child.
Right. And that is the third decision, which makes me very, 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 very happy. Those who have listened to me on air know that this is an important thing to me, is I get to decide how I'm parenting my kids. And it's not for the teacher to decide when to introduce any divisive concept, and it's not for a teacher to force a political ideology on kids under the guise of as an educator, I'm going to introduce, you know, curriculum or materials that have, let's say, a LGBTQ, and that's what this ruling is about.
Okay, and let's talk for people that didn't follow this. So, Mahmoud versus Taylor, they ruled here. They expanded the religious freedom, right, for parents.
Yeah, this makes me really angry. Do you remember back when your kids were in school, And then they would have this little, and I just remember it like it was yesterday. I don't know if our PE teacher would do our sex ed, and you'd have these little permission slips that were like, you know, half a sheet of paper, mm-hmm. a third of a sheet of paper. And it was like, you can opt out of you had to return with a slip that said you were allowed to stay in for sex ed, or you could opt out. Well, this is, can you opt out? Opt your kids out of materials that are LGBTQ, and you know, for some families, certainly when we get to, and I, you know, Pride Month, it's no longer about are you seeing two men together, two women together. Now you're seeing all sorts of madness in this agenda, and so could parents opt out? And the school said no. The school said you can't opt out your kid out of classroom materials that contain these things, and they were like, F if I won't. And the Supreme Court sided with the parents.
So it is all three decisions, you know, they punted on the redistricting case, which I could argue is not, well, I will argue that it maybe would have been a conservative win if we could have. I just want, honest to goodness, I just want to know what the VRA says, you know, on the redistricting thing. Please let me, is it race-based or not? But the other three, pretty big wins for conservatives out there.
They are. They really are. You know, no more. No, and that Amy Barrett
Amy.
Opinion was great. Amy, yeah, amazing. Smackdown. You know, basically the left. And I said this during the No Kings protest. The left said, "Oh, we want no kings." Well, what about that judge over there that you just shopped for, who now unilaterally decided a national policy? Like, that's silly. That is a king. And so so the Supreme Court saying, no, as a matter of fact, I would have liked for them to have actually taken up the issue, and maybe they will, of birthright citizenship. But in this case, that was a very good ruling. And then the last ruling we talked about, which is the kids one, is huge to me.
I don't know, just from where I sit, if, depending on where your beliefs are, you want that case taken up, because what my heart tells me is birthright citizenship, unless you change the, you know, here we are. We're always in the judicial branch because the legislative doesn't do its job, correct? Stuff gets kicked off to the judicial a lot more. You're going to have to call and make a decision on this on the Constitution, because the way I feel about the Constitution is birthright citizenship is constitutional. You may not like it, but if you read the Constitution, it is. I mean,
well, here's the thing is we now, if there is an industry, there is an actual industry of people who will
fly in, have their child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. It's not that I like things, but I can also say you better go change the law, because the way the law right now, they're doing it legally and we're being suckers, but you got to change the law.
And so I, you know, and maybe that's what the Supreme Court says, is that this has to be, that Congress needs to take action here. But it's hard for me to imagine, you know, you look at these cartels, they're running a business out of this. There's humans.
100%.
This is a whole mess.
Listen, people claiming asylum, right? Is getting hustled. Now, are there real people who claim asylum? Absolutely. But it's mostly getting hustled. But it's the law we set up. We need to go back and change it. Because, you know, sometimes people say, sometimes things that are not right, they still could be legal until you change the law, legislative branch.
Well, and I guess that's one of the questions is, and the White House has there's an entire website devoted to this, protecting the meaning and value of American citizenship, where they talk about, you know, do you just have to be here? Does the 14th Amendment, you just have to be on U.S. soil in order for that to qualify? Or do you have to be here legally and without trying to prove a fraud? Because,
right.
You know,
and I agree with that, but did the founders didn't think that through? I mean, it doesn't seem like the language is, I agree that the tenor should be, you know, somebody who's here, who's, you know, maybe they're legal residents, they're like citizens, but it doesn't say all that.
Well, and I think there's a difference between when the mother is here for the just to do that versus when a mother is lawfully here but temporary. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something where, you know, we could discuss it all day, but we really do need the court to say, okay, both of these things bestow, or the law is unclear and it neither do, or one does and one doesn't. How do we do that?
And that's why we got to have shows continue going forward to talk about this. And maybe one day it'll come back up in front of the justices. April Marie, people want to continue this conversation online, which I think you probably will because you like this stuff so much. How do they find you online?
The best place to find me is on X, April, APRYLMARIE. And find my writing on 1819news.com.
All right. Favorite guest host of FM Talk 106.5, writer at 1819 News and person at war with chipmunks, April Marie, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:50, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on a Friday. Glad y'all are along. Good time to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we talked about it earlier in the week. You said, well, there's been a, I want to paint this, y'all. Anna says, and Ron says the same thing. Well, there's been a correction in gold and silver, you know, or there are people profit taking this and that. Anna, over the last year, give me a stock that's performed like gold. I mean, it's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been all over the place. It's been up, it's been down.
But it's overall, it's so up. It's, if you know, you look at it, you know, day to day, month to month, one thing. But you look at the long term on it, I was like, holy cow, it's done great.
Oh, absolutely. I have people that came in and told me they remember where gold was around $700 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just like, wow, that is, you know, that is crazy.
And now you're looking at, where are we today on spot on gold?
Well, it's actually down a little bit. It dropped a little bit over $40. It came down a smidge. So a lot of people have been coming in to buy. So we've been busy this morning and right now too.
What about silver? I know we talk about gold a lot, but you know, I like to talk about silver and some ideas here that silver may be closing that gap between its price and gold's.
It is. Silver is, it's kind of stayed high, you know, over 30, it's $36 an ounce and some change right now. And it's been keeping that. It almost touched 37 for a bit there, but then it started to come back down and it just dropped. Gold took a dip recently and so did silver, but, you know, it was about 40 some cents on silver. So it's still a little bit over $36.
Well, for a guy like me that was buying it, I think 16 or something like that, that's, I'll take it. It's a good appreciation.
Yes.
All right. And y'all, it's not just buying, you know, gold bars. Y'all sell gold and silver in coin form, different forms like that, or fractional as well.
Oh, yeah, we have fractional coins. We have little fractional, little bullion pieces, like little 1 gram bars and gram bars, 5 grams, 10 grams, you know, all of those little fractional pieces. If you wanted to, you know, didn't want to put in all of your money into one basket, so to speak, or all of your eggs in one basket. How do they word that?
There's eggs, there's a basket. We're with you on that. Tell them how to find you.
Yes. We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can also find us on Facebook or on our website, mobilebaycoins.com.
Hey, thanks, Anna. Mm-hmm. All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins. Now to the text, and they've been stacking up. We'll get to them. Let's dig in. Although the most recent one, Billy D says, I can honestly admit gold is the only one step behind Bitcoin. If you're looking at Bitcoin today, trading at $107,000 each. I am. Let me, as we're doing this, Billy, let you know I'm not AI, although AI could probably do this. I'm a real human. Let me, as I'm doing a show on a 50,000 watt FM signal stretching states to state, let me open my Bitcoin account here and see. Let's see. They always want me to add on something to that. Yeah, it's been pretty good. If I go to my 3-month average, it's been really, really good. I'm decided, when all the bad news, whenever there's bad news about Elon, in the past, those are the days that I bought more Bitcoin because it seemed to somehow track with the Bitcoin market, and I bought more Tesla shares. So, it's a contrarian thing. And Billy also says, silver coins are the way to go. Well, the reason I got silver coins is when I started getting precious metals, I have money for gold. I didn't have that kind of a change, so I bought silver. And, just a little bit here, almost like dollar cost averaging in equities. I'd buy it, Now, I wasn't perfectly routine, but you get an extra little bit of money in your pocket, go in and buy some more, and eventually you have to get another Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. All right, let's see, more people that are upset with me because I'm not taking healthcare seriously. Y'all, it's a joke, okay? It did happen, but it's a joke. I'm not saying that you go fill your pockets full of gold and silver and go get weighed and then come back the next month to the doctor and they pat you on the back for losing weight. It was like 10 pounds you wanted me to lose. But all right, let's see. Okay, Lisa, cool. Lisa's on her way back to town here from Florida, listening using the app. If you don't have the app yet, it's pretty simple. If you go to the App Store, if you're an iOS user, or if you go to Google Play, if you're an Android user, just look for FMTALK, the number 1, number 0, number 6, number 5. Just look for that. No point between the 6 and 5. So FM Talk 106.5, and you'll see our logo. That's the app. It's free. Download it. You can stream the station. All our podcasts are there. Show schedules are there. Our social media feeds with breaking news are all in one place. Plus, you can send us a talkback message from there or text from there or call from there. It's all on the FM Talk 106.5 app. Let's see. Let's go back to the beginning here. Back to the bottom of the stack here. Big Enos said, did you see where they completely took out every single word referencing the NFA in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill? Further proof that once they take a right, they don't give it back willingly. Yeah, well, we could talk about Beachhead set, but yeah, that's one of the stories. We'll probably get to that one after the news coming up here in just a little bit. The Short Act is what it was called, put in there. We'll kind of go through that. I remember Big Enos, was it you and I talking about it? I said, that wouldn't make it through. It wasn't going to make it. The Senate wouldn't keep it in. And I should have put some Bitcoin on that, too. Let's see. Cato of the Causeway. What a great nickname. That's awesome. Said, ruling on a technicality without ruling on the issue is a SCOTUS tradition. Goes the whole way back to Marbury versus Madison. Does. Yeah, them ruling on semantics or clerical parts of something without getting to the meat of it, they absolutely do. The one that Cato of the Causeway, the one that stood out to me is the fact that they didn't dismiss the Louisiana redistricting case. They didn't say they didn't have standing. They said they, in layman's terms, I can understand, they basically said, well, we're just going to try it again next year. That one was odd to me. Jim in Georgetown, 3 lefty judges apparently didn't learn a thing from RPG. When things are blatantly constitutional, Ginsburg was a yay vote, a nay vote for the opposite. It was the nuances that she disagreed with the righties. But right or wrong, she was always on the right side, usually. Yep. You make a good point, Jim. Let's see. Tupperville, you get... Let's see. B-Dark says, hey, Sean, Jeff gets Tupperville, and you get April. What's up with that? Well, I'd rather talk with April, actually, I guess, right now. Both of us can't... And that's B-Dark, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. That's one of the things that's... Jeff and I need to communicate more, too, because sometimes you'll hear we'll have... We don't hear is the number of times we've booked the same guest for the same day or, day after that we have to scrap stuff. So I don't know. But B-Dark, you said everything earlier that you are a Jeff. You said you love Jeff most, I guess. Well, you love Bill Finch most and Jeff. That's cool. That's good. It's a great thing about this station, having so many people on there. There's somebody for you. Let's see. Dirt Digger says, thin is in, but fat is where it's at. I've been heavy since the 3rd grade. Stock up like the Energizer Bunny Rabbit. Well, Dirt Digger, then you take my thing, you go in, you weigh your pockets down. Doctor will say, hey, Dirt Digger, lose X number of pounds before you come back in. You come back in wearing some shorts and some flip-flops, and they're like, well, good job. Let's see. Terry. said it's still an anti-state decision about that the porn ruling. It's a tough one for me. And Terry, you know, I got an Achilles heel on this one because it does strike me as nanny state. At the same time, am I one to tell parents that no, they can't have these? I don't know. And the thing is it's almost like a showpiece decision, because reality, anything they're doing with these verification things in Alabama or Texas or wherever, kids can get around it immediately. But because somebody can get something by going around the, you know, evading the law, should it not be the law? You know. All right, we'll pick these back up here when we return. Your text at 343-0106. News is coming up next.